Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
Question for you this morning. Are you open to new things? Do you think you're progressive, or are you a one of those people that thinks, you know, wooden spoked wheels were fine and they should have stayed that way and nothing much good has happened since those days? Michelle Levine, CEO of Roy Morgan Research. The question for you this morning, Michelle, are you a glass half full or a glass half empty lady?
Oh, these days I'm a glass half full.
Good.
I think it's worth always being glass half full.
So was there a stage when you may not have been a glass half full lady?
Oh, absolutely. I sort of live in an environment where everyone thinks the world's going to fall apart all the time.
I think that's human nature. I don't think that's just where you are. I think that's human nature, because I've got a theory on this. Someone said to me the other day, they said, Todd, why do you think human beings generally think the worst as opposed to the best? I said, well, think about it this way. If there's a saber-toothed tiger walking towards you, it's safe to think, things aren't good, than, oh, look at the kitty. You know what I mean?
Well, let's all try and look at the kitty, I suggest.
Okay, well, things have changed a little bit. But apparently, according to the research that you've been undertaking, Australians are more progressive and open to new things. Have we not always been that way?
Look, Australians have generally been relatively open to new ideas compared to the rest of the world. People in New Zealand have been always a lot more open to new ideas. But what's exciting, I think, is that over the last sort of 20 years that Roy Morgan has been surveying these issues, we've seen Australians becoming just more and more open. So, and when we talk about new ideas, it's all sorts of things. It's openness to technology. It's openness to things like homosexual couples being allowed to adopt children. So these days, 65% of Australians say that's okay for homosexual couples to adopt children. When we first began surveying, it was about 32%. Most people thought it was not okay. So we see this kind of thing, but also openness to all sorts of new technology, I think, is opening our mind to everything.
Well, it's here whether we like it or not, so we don't really have a choice, do we?
Oh, that you're obviously glass half empty. It's an embracing thing that we're actually seeing.
I was just merely making a point.
Okay, I won't judge you. one of the interesting things behind this, I suspect, though, is education. I mean, increasingly Australians are more educated. You know, kids are going to school longer. It's expected that people actually go to university or some kind of, you know, get some kind of tertiary degree. So what that does also is makes people's minds open. You know, you're sort of forced to study things and have an open mind. So I think that's very, very interesting.
Michelle, I would imagine one of the things also is even if you don't change your mind on a subject or a topic, at least being open to look at it a little bit more. Just being open-minded doesn't mean you have to change your stance. It just means that you have to evaluate it. Is that a fair comment?
Yeah, I think that's right. I think it means that you need to consider the other side or listen and kind of make sure that you are considering all angles, that you do, you know, you might have a view and then somebody presents it in a different way and that you actually consider it.
All right, let's name some Luddite countries. Let's put the pin in some countries who aren't as forward-thinking as us Australians.
Oh, well, look, what's very interesting at the moment and over the last 10 years is the major swing back to conservatism that we're seeing in America. And, you know, when we first began surveying in the, you know, about 98 or something like that on these issues, America was pretty open-minded. And I remember when I went over there, they would say to me, oh, what's it like to be a woman in business in Australia? You know, it must be terrible. Now, and I thought, oh, okay, wow, I hadn't really noticed this big gap. But we do a question which is about conservatism, and we ask people, do you think women should stay at home and leave running the country to men or not? Now, you know, people hate us even asking the question, but in Australia today, about 7% of people agree women should stay at home and leave running the country to men. In America, prior to the global financial crisis, that figure was running about 13%.
Wow.
So they were more likely to believe women should stay at home, leave running the country to men. When we surveyed over there after the global financial crisis, it had increased to 21%. So one in five Americans, if that's not a measure of deep conservatism, I don't know what is.
Can I go on record with my thought on that?
I don't know. You go for it. We might judge you, though.
Please judge me. I'm so happy to stay at home. I'm more than happy to run that one by, because I'm happy to stay at home. I'm happy to let the ladies run the world.
Well, I think if there were more people like you, it would be a better world. How about that for me going on record?
Fair enough.
It is interesting. It's a very good, solid measure of conservatism.
Okay. Well, it's good to see that we're at the top of the list, which is great. One thing before I let you go, can I put in a request for a survey?
Yeah.
I thought first. Okay, yeah, that's exactly. I heard that pause and I thought, what I want to know about America is this survey. Why is it okay to have on television, we talk about conservative in America, why is it okay to have violent programs where people get shot and blown up and body parts fly off, but heaven forbid there is a nipple exposed on television in America? I want a survey done on that.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? There's clearly a different view about guns and violence, which is a pretty blokey level of conservatism, if you ask me, as opposed to the kind of socio-sexual libertarianism. But, hey, there's one other point, not only on open-mindedness. One of the big trends that we're seeing that's been reversed in Australia is interesting. It's about security and people feeling safe. And we've been monitoring that, again, for close to 20 years, and Australians have been feeling safer and safer, less and less concerned about security and less worried about it, until about 2015, and it's now started to become more worried. We're saying we feel less safe than we used to. We're saying crime's a growing problem, and people are becoming security conscious. So I think this is something to watch about our streets and about computer security.
Yeah, and in the coming years as well. That's amazing. Hey, Michelle, thank you very much for your time this morning. You've gone on record. I've gone on record. Both our glasses are half full, so the weekend's looking good.
Wonderful. Thank you.
2NUR FM 103.7.